The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated anonymously Lerfuas Shelema of Meir Ben Esther. En narefanalo betoch she'ar chole amu Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated as well Le'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Mazal. Ruach Hashem tanihenna began Eden. Amen. We bless our anonymous sponsor that Be'ezat Hashem he should be blessed with arichut yamim, health, osher ve'osher ve'chavod, and Be'ezat Hashem should be zocher in the near future to raise a family and continue all his good work for the community. Amen.
Today's daf has been dedicated anonymously for the refuah shleima of David Ben Violet and Yitzchak ben Mazal.
Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. The Elul Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tanihenu began Eden. Amen. Begin today's daf on Daf Lamed Aleph. And we start right at the Mishnah on the top line. Mishnah says, Mevi'in etzim min hasadeh min hamchunas. Person on Yom Tov is allowed to bring wood that was already picked, was cut already, cut wood, from the fields, minam chunas, if they were gathered already, me'ediv Yom Tov. So if they were gathered already from me'ediv Yom Tov in the field, that shows they were designated already. And therefore you have bypassed the problem of mukseh. However, if they are scattered in the field, so then already they weren't designated. Therefore, you have a problem of mukseh. Okay, that's the opinion. However, the Mishnah does say, "Umina karpef," if it's in an enclosed area, the wood, "afilu minam fuzar," even if they're scattered, because the enclosed area shows that you designated them. The Tosfot has a question. One of the 39 melachot is me'amir. That's gathering or collecting. So he says, what do you mean? In the karpef, if they're mefuzar, how can you gather the wood on Yom Tov? You're collecting the wood. That should be a problem of me'amir. So Tosfot gives us a klal in me'amir that me'amir is only asur in the place where the item grows. Which means, you know, you have the fruit by the tree, so to gather them there, that's already Isur Ma'amir. But now the wood's not by the field, the wood is in the Karpif. It doesn't grow in the Karpif. So there's no Isur Ma'amir outside of Makom Gedilatan. Therefore, we have no problem in collecting that type of wood on Yom Tov. As someone has said that this Sadran says that this Ma'amir is only Isur Rabbanan, and B'Kubishub Sumhat Yom Tov, they waived it. So that's a different approach. How to get around the so kochen nefesh, so they were matir. Okay. Okay. Whole question: if our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon as well, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the mukseh. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that this Mishnah can even be going like Rabbi Shimon, because when the wood, let's say, is in the field, scattered, that is like similar to the case of the tzimukim, or the fruit that you put on the roof. Well, even Rabbi Shimon says, like you do dohei b'yadayim, it's like it's not in your mind. When you have it in the field scattered, that's already very mukseh, we'll call it, and therefore it's out of your mind. For sure it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, obviously the holds of the laws of the rules of mukseh. Now the Mishnah asks the question, incidentally, she does point out that when we say it's in the field, collected, gathered, you have to say it's within the Tchum of Yom Tov, Tchum of Shabbat. Otherwise you'd not be able to access it. Okay? Ezu Karpif. What is considered an enclosed area? So the Mishnah answers, Kol Shesamuch La'ir. So which means it has to be close to the city, that she says, Mamash. Means again that would make it on in your mind. If it's enclosed area and it's close to the city, it's accessible. kol shenichnasim lo befotahat, so long as you're able to enter it with a key, vafilu betoch tchom Shabbat, even if it's away from the city, so long as it's within the tchom Shabbat. Which means it sounds like Rabbi Yosef saying, any enclosed area that you need a key to get into, befotahat, so that's already considered a karvah. Okay, where it is? This has got to be mamash close to the city. It's the pshat. Once you already have a key, so it's mishtamir. It's protected area. I got my wood in there. So I'm designating that spot. So therefore, I don't have to have a mamash next to the city. The Gemara will explain in detail the machloket between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Yosef. And now we start the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda Mar Shemuel, En Mivi'in Etzim, Ela Minam Chunasim Shebekarfef. Oh, we have a statement over here that is clearly against our Mishnah. This statement says you can only bring wood from a karpef, and in the karpef, the wood's got to be collected. You need two things. You need a karpef plus gathered. Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'an antenan min karpef ve'afilu mefuzarim. We learned that once the wood is in the karpef, it can even be scattered. It's a direct hit against our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, matnitim yahida ahi. Yeah, our Mishnah is da'at yachid. Our Mishnah is not the consensus opinion. Our Mishnah is actually following the Rabbi Shimon ben El-Hazar. That's a da'at yachid. How do we know? Detanya, we have a braita. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben El-Hazar. Lo ne'liku bet shamayu bet elel. Alam fuzarim shebasadot she'en mivim. Everybody agrees. Scattered in the fields, mukseh. Can't bring them. And everybody agrees, gathered in the karpef, no problem. So what's the machlokes between Shammai and Hillel? Al mfuzarim shebekarpef, on the scattered in the karpef, v'al mechunasim shebasadot, and on the gathered in the fields. Shabbat Shammai omim lo yavi. Bet Shammai says still mukse, don't bring them. Bet Hillel omim yavi. And Bet Hillel says it's okay. So you see, our Mishnah obviously is following Bet Hillel, because it allows you Mechunasim Basadeh and Mefuzarim Bekarpef, but that's only the way the Bishimom and Al-Azhar learned, according to Bet Hillel. So therefore, our Mishnah is not the consensus. That's the way the Bishimom and Al-Azhar learned, but that's not Yamid. But the consensus opinion really is that even in the Karpef, it's got to be gathered. You need Tartele Tevuta. You need two positives. Okay, so that's how the Mishnah or the Gemara answers that stira. Yeah, don't ask a question about Mishnah. The Mishnah is da'at yahid. Okay, the Bishwam in Al-Azad, that is. Okay. Amarava. Ale kanim. That would be like reeds. Ve'ale gefanim. Gefanim is like grape leaves. Afalgab de mechanfelehu, even though you gathered them, umotbe, and they're resting, kevan de im medle zika, if the wind would blow, mebader lehu, it would scatter them, kimfuzarim damu vaasurim. That's bechadush. It's even something that's gathered. If it's easy for the wind to blow it, so therefore it's like scattered. And therefore, the guy's mind is not on it. Even though I say, what do you mean? It's got it in the area, it's fenced in, it's got the bechunas. Yeah, but he knows it's a light object. He knows it's very susceptible to wind. And therefore, it can blow away. So this mind says, well, how am I going to use these items on Yom Tov? But by the time Yom Tov comes, it's not going to be there. The wind's going to blow them away. So it's mukseh. Unless you put a vessel on them from before Yom Tov, which is you put a weight on them before Yom Tov to weigh them down so the wind can't blow them away, so then already it'll be mutar. Okay, so that's that she says, to weigh on them, shapir dame, the samcha date. Okay, now we get to the explanation of the Mishnah, the Mahloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Let's just review the language of the Mishnah. So what is a karpet? So Rabbi Yehuda said, anything that is samuch la'ir. Kol she samuch la'ir. Rabbi Yosef came along and said, no. Kol she nechnasim lo bepotachat. Anything that you enter it with a key, even if it's far away, as long as it's within the Tchum Shabbat, even if it's at the end of the city. Iba'ya lehu. Hechi ka'amar. What is being said here? How do we define this ma'loket in the Mishnah? Kol she samuch la'ir vehu di'it lepotachat. Maybe when Rabbi Yehuda said, kol she samuch la'ir, it goes without saying, it's for granted that it has a lock, it's a key. Because stam kerfef has a key. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda didn't have to tell you the obvious. He's telling you, vadai, first of all, samuch la'ir, but for granted, di'it lepotachat. So you need tarte letivuta, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to this understanding. You need samuch la'ir, plus you need potah, which has a lock. Vata Rabbi Yosef lememar, and to that Rabbi Yosef comes and says, kevan di'it lepotachat afilu betoch te'um shabbat nameh. He'll say, no, no, no. Potachat, when you have a lock, it's enclosed with a gate, with a lock, even chutzlat ayir is okay. Which means, but if it's close to the city, you don't need a potachat. It's because the guy's mind is on it. It's right next to his house. He's going to go get the wood. So therefore, the B.U.S.A. is going to tell you, you only need one of the two conditions. Either a potachat far away, or no potachat samuch la'ir. Whereas the B.U.D.A. says, no, you need two for two. You need potachat samuch la'ir. That's one way of learning the machloket. Yeah? Or dilma, or maybe I can say differently. Hachi ka'amar. Kol she samuch la'ir. Let's be precise. Rabbi Yehuda said, kol she samuch. Did he mention anything about potachat? He said, kol. Any kerpef that's close to the city. So I'd say, ben di'it te potachat, ben di'let te potachat. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say anything about a potachat. He just says, close to the city. His main item is close.
Location,
exactly. So long as you're close to the city, I don't care if it's got a lock, if it's got a lock, your daughter's on. V'atara b'yosele me'mar, afilu betoch te'um shabbat, v'davka di'it lepotachat. Aval, let lepotachat, afilu samuk la'id namelo. And the b'yosele comes and says, no, my item is potachat. You go with close, I go with potahat. And therefore, if you got a potahat, I don't care if you've been far. That doesn't bother me. But if you don't have a potahat, even close is a problem. So according to this version, it's just Rabbi Yehuda's item is samuch. Ben sheyesh lo potahat, ben sheyesh lo potahat. And Rabbi Yosef's item is what? Potahat. And therefore, even if it's samuch, if there's no potachat according to Rabbi Yosef, he's ma'amir. He'll be ma'amir against Rabbi Yosef. So those are the two ways of learning. So the Gemara says, Tashema, Mediketani Rabbi Yosef Omer. The fact that it says in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosef says, Kol shenichnasim lo bepotachat, any type of karpef, that you got to enter it with a key, va'afidu betoch t'chum shabbat, he says, even betoch t'chum, which means not only close, even far, shma'mina Rabbi Yosef, tarte lekula ka'amar, shma'mina. Saying Rabbi Yosef is really saying, tarte lekula is going two things la'kel, which means it's actually not even one of the two options that we gave, maybe. We'll see why. He's going tati lekula, which means if you have a potahat, even chutz la'ir, because that's what he said. What are you throwing the Tchum Shabbat item for? Eli is coming to tell you, if you have a potahat, you're saying potahat, what? Got to be closest? I don't know. Potahat can even be far from this. That's one kula. That with a potahat, it gives you even distance. But if you're close to the city, you don't even need a potahat. So therefore, from the fact that Rabbi Yosef threw in the words afilu Betom Shabbat, he's coming to say more. I opotahat, that even gives you outside the Samuch area. You can even go to the Tom Shabbat. But in the Samuch area, Smash, you don't even need a potahat. Now let's see that she, to see exactly what the Biyuda would hold according to this version. So let's read that she. Tarti lekula ka'amar. Kilomar. Kilomar. Mid Rabbi Yosei nishma. When Rabbi Yosei will understand. Rabbi Yehuda. You see, from Rabbi Yosef's statement, I can understand what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Because Rabbi Yosef is reacting to what Rabbi Yehuda said. Right? So I can work backwards. Let's read Rabbi Yosef, and then I know what Rabbi Yehuda says. Why? Delav tarvayu ba'e. That Rabbi Yehuda also is not going to tell you you need both items. Why? The Rabbi Yosef betar te'akil. And Rabbi Yosef himself is being lenient with two. The machshir besamuch belo potahat. Ubepotahat belo samuch. Like we said, close to the city, no potahat. Far from the city, dafka bepotahat. But what? You have two kolot over here. Samuch is mutar. And also, not samuch is mutar. Right? You have two heterim over here. Depending if you have a potahat or not when you're far away. The Shama'ina and the Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamal, because the reaction is like this. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol shesamuch la'ir. And how are we going to learn Rabbi Yehuda? Ben de'it le'potachat, ben de'let le'potachat. Right? We're going to learn like that. Did Rabbi Yehuda mention anything about potachat? No, he just said, Kol shesamuch la'ir. As long as you're close to the city, you're okay. So Rabbi Yehuda must hold that you don't even need a potachat. The Amar let Rabbi Yosef, Kol sheyesh le'potachat. He says, oh, you should know. If you got a potachat, אפילו בתוך התחום ואי סמוך לא בפותחת דאי רבי יוסף בפותחת תלה מלטה תלה תעמה דאפילו סמוך בפותחת because if you're going to tell me that רבי יוסף's main item is פותחת and that what?
You even need it if
it's close לא אבל לסיום ואפילו בתוך תחום שבת exactly, then that makes sense what he said at the end of his statement אפילו תחום שבת right, when he said it very far. If you hold that potahat is dafka when it's close, so at the end of his statement doesn't make sense. So you have to say that the Biyosei holds potahat even works. Holds it from Shabbat. Ela, hachi avilema, Rabbi Yosei should have said, Rabbi Yosei omer kod shenichnasim na bepotahat. Right, he just should have said, if it has a gate, key. The kevan da avitani kol, since Rabbi Yehuda, או סיסי בי עושה את כל שנכנסים לו בפותחת, משמע דסריך פותחת סמוך או רחוק. למה לי דסיים ואפילו בתוך התחום? He's from the Biyosef's beginning statement. He says, כל שנכנסים לו פותחת. Now if you just stop there, it's משמע, you need a gate, you need a key. Whether it's close, whether it's far. From the end of the say, אפילו בתוך תחום שבת, comes and tells me what? No. He's coming to tell you that the gate, that's the חידוש in רחוק. Mashaykin in Samuch, you wouldn't even need the key. Ela lashmen de lo ba'e potachat, ela le mishri she'en Samuch. Very good, that we understand Rabbi Yosef very clear. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, de lo ba'e tarti. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to say, does not need both. I mean, he doesn't need potachat and Samuch. Nami mereshad Rabbi Yosef shma'mina. I can deduce that from Rabbi Yosef. Also, how? Midrakat kol sheniknasim la bepotachat. Rabbi Yosef starts. Any case where it has a key, now, kevan dechulu potachat itle. What do you mean? If Rabbi Yehuda was talking about a case where you have a key, what did he have to start of kol sheniknasim la potachat? Hachi Yibrayla limiti. Rabbi Yosef said, afilu b'tokom Shabbat, which means if Rabbi Yehuda was dafka talking about potachat, where there's a key. So Rabbi Yosef just could have said, oh, in your case, I don't even, I feel a little bit talk from Shabbat. Ela must be Rabbi Yehuda was talking about even where there's not a key. Right? That's why Rabbi Yosef had to introduce, no, Kol Sheyesh Lo Potahat, when I was talking about Kol Sheyesh Lo Potahat, no, you were talking about even Lo Potahat, which is according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's close to the city, you need nothing. It's enough to have a, just a Samuch. Ah, but to be Yosef is going to come along and say, now, close to the city, I agree with you. Close to the city, you don't need a potah. But you know, if you have a potah, you can even go far away from the city. So let's review the question, and now let's see the the answer of the Gemara. The question of the Gemara was, how do you understand the mahalokah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yose? What are the options? The options are that the first option is that Rabbi Yehuda is very mahmir. Rabbi Yehuda is telling you need everything. You need it to be close, and you need a potachat. If you don't have both of those items, it's not a katpeh, mukseh. Okay? Well, obviously in the answer, where it changed before the goftan. But in the answer, the Gemara said, no. When you're close to the city, you don't need a potahat. So that first safek, obviously is not the explanation. Second version is that the Rabbi Yehuda's main item is what? Samuch. That's his item. Which is, he didn't mention the word potahat in the Mishnah. It's a samuch. Which means, so long as you're samuch, you're okay. And if you're not samuch, even if you have a potahat, it's a problem. According to our answer, we're not saying that either. In the answer, we're saying the Rabbi Yehuda will hold that in a chenami, if it's eno samuch, and it has a key, well, it's really no good. You're right, it's no good. That's the Biyoseh. So therefore, really the Rabbi Yehuda, according to the answer of the Gemara, is saying, no keys. Keys are not a factor. It's got to be samuk. So it's really like the second option. They're telling you samuk, and the Biyoseh is coming along and saying, no. I argue on both things, by the way. If it's samuk, first of all, I agree with that case. Samuk, you don't need the keys. But if it's got a key, I even take it further. Right, second verse. I even tell you what, that you could have it, Tom Shabbat, which I let you go first. But the Biyoseh is really taking it Nikula, as opposed to thinking that Rabbi Yosef was only saying the main item is keys. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef, the main item is not keys. Right. Keys will allow you to go further, but if you're samuch, you don't even need it. He's added on to the Biyuda. Exactly, he added on. You're coming along to the Biyuda and saying samuch. If it's next to the city, right? Samuch la'ir ben sheyeshlo ben she'enlo. You didn't discuss potahat. To that, Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, Sabuch, Vadai. I'm not arguing on that. I'm telling you, but if you add the key factor to it, I'll even take you out to Pehom Shabbat. Rab Salah Amar Virmiya, Lachak Rabbi Yosef, Lakin. Okay, Lachak Rabbi Yosef, Lakin. Which means that if you have a potachat, even far away, and if you don't have a potachat, Samuch is enough. Which means, again, we're just trying to figure out the mukseh factor over here. The logic of it, Rabbi Yosef, is once you have a lock or a gate, and you have wood in that gated area, what does that mean? You put it there, you designated it, it's there in the area before Shabbat. I don't give it far away. What's the point? Boy, once it's in the locked area, so it's yours. It's mine. Your mind's on it. It's not going to be mukseh. If it's close to the city, it's also your mind's on it. It's accessible. So therefore, I don't even need a potachat. Okay, comes the next Mishnah. And mebakerin etzim. This is referring to chopping wood on Yom Tov. Again, you're chopping it obviously for fuel purposes. Lo minakorot. You're not allowed to chop from the beams. The guy's a beam from his house. It's not, obviously it's not a beam in his house yet, but it's a beam. It's designated for a beam. So the chavra, the understanding of the Mishnah pashut is, this is a mukseh issue. And the beam is designated not for fuel. It's designated for construction. Velo minakorat shenishbera b'yom tov. Or for that matter, let's say the beam broke on Yom Tov. It doesn't matter. Since it went into Yom Tov as a beam, now you're right. Now it's not functional anymore for a beam. So all right, I'll use it for wood now. It doesn't matter. Since it went into Shabbat, to Yom Tov mukseh, the kavrat retains the status of mukseh. That's the simple understanding. Ve'en mebakerin. And even when we allow you to chop wood on Yom Tov, which means, let's say, it's designated for asaka, lo bekardom, we don't let you use an axe, velo bemegira, that's a saw, velo bemagal, not with a sickle, ela bekofitz, only with a cleaver, a meat cleaver. Now, the simple explanation of Mishnah is, all these other vessels, an axe, and a saw, and a sickle, this is usually used by ma'asi umman. This is used by experts to cut things. It's artisans. And therefore, when you use this item, it's dome to ma'aseh uman or ma'aseh hol, that the way the artisans use. So we want you to use, like, not the normal vessel. Normally, you don't take a meat cleaver and cut wood. That's not the normal way. It's on Yom Tov. Even the cutting of the wood, we want you to do it in a different fashion. Let's just read Rashi. Rashi just gives us a little picture of what these vessels are. Lo bekardom. So he says kardom is an axe. Setam kardom asui kimin kli umanut. That's a artisan or craftsman's vessel. She'osin bo uchfot. Uchfot is like the saddles. Yes, they would cut use this axe over here to fashion saddles, the leather saddles. Besargot, other types of vessels. Shekurim, he gives you a name. Yes, shasuikin kliya oman shekurim. Others make the axe like a certain thing called birgiya. Shiroshua katzer dome lekardomot shelanu. Viroshua shiri dome lechli umane uchfot besargot asusim. The Gemara is going to say there's two different versions of axes. There's one that has just one blade, one wide blade, and then there's another type of axe that has two sides. One side has a wide blade, and one side has a narrow blade. So that she's just giving you both options in his pirush over here, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly enough coming out between the different type of blades of the axe. V'lo b'megada shiga ken sakin mila pigimot. It's like a knife that has ridges. We call that a saw. Umemahed lakutz bo etzim. It just cuts through the etzim very quickly. Uchli umanu. That's considered a craftsman's tool. Magal. We call magal a sickle. Right? Vechulan kli uman v'nere ke'oseh bo melacha. Which means, when you're cutting the wood now, of course, when you're cutting the wood, you're cutting the wood. But when you pick up the vessel, people don't know what you're doing. Looks like you want to make a saddle. It looks like you want to do some type of, craftsmanship. Wood you can cut on Yom Tov. You can use it for the vayah. The problem is using the vessel gives the wrong message. See that she clearly says, "V'nir'e ki'oseh bo melacha." It looks like you're going to do artisan work. Lefichach asur ela bekofitz. That's a meat cleaver. Setam kofitz u'sakit shel kasabim. That's a meat cleaver. Domer lekardumot shelanu. It's like our, that she says, modern day axe. She'enam kli uman. Some on the meat cleaver have two heads also. One side of the meat cleaver, according to one version of the Gemara we're going to see, is actually wide, which would be used to ma'ase uman. But the other side is narrow. So therefore we're going to see exactly, can you use both sides of the meat cleaver? Could you only use the narrow side? So that will be already something to go. So we learned from Rashi already, we're tipped off from the Mishnah. There's two type of axes. There's the one axe which has the one wide side to it. But then you have an axe that has the wide side and the narrow side. And there's two type of cleavers. You got the regular standard cleaver, it just has a narrow side to it. And then you have a type of cleaver that would be like the axe that has two sides to it. And then we'll see in the Gemara exactly which sides could you use, which items are mutar and which items are asr. Comes the Gemara and says, we have a contradiction in this Mishnah. Ve'amar t'resha en mibakeim klal. You told me in the beginning of the Mishnah, en mibakeim etzim biyom tov. Right? You can't chop wood on Yom Tov. So that she says that at the point when the Mishnah says you can't chop wood on Yom Tov, we're assuming that it's not a mukse issue. It seems that the inyan of chopping wood is inyan of tirha. No, we don't want you to chop the wood before Yom Tov. Now that's how you're going to spend your Yom Tov chopping wood. So that she says savrua the tamad manid nafeshu mukse. At the onset, we're thinking it's not a mukse issue. Tana bereisha em v'kaim etzim ela meshu melacha v'tirha. V'achi kamar em v'bakeim etzim. Which means, even if, let's say, the wood was already, broken already from before Yom Tov, and it's standing for Hesek, right? Where there's not a Mukseh issue in this case over here, because it broke already from before Yom Tov, and still we don't want you to do it. Why? Because of Tircha. And certainly, you have to learn the Mishnah, and certainly not from a Korah,
standing.
That was standing for a beam. So the Mishnah is using a style of zu ve'en tzadik lomar zu. But if I'm telling you, you can't even use the Quran that was prepared, certainly you can't use the Quran that was not prepared. And what's the reason of the Mishnah? Tirha. Good? Again, the Mishnah gives two cases. The Mishnah gives a case where a beam broke before Yom Tov, and the Mishnah gives a case of a beam that was a beam that did not break before Yom Tov. So that she's learning, if you learn the cases Tirha, that's the reason why it's issued in the Mishnah. So you read the Mishnah like this. Even if the wood was prepared for Hesek, that means it broke, the beam broke before Yom Tov. So a broken beam, what is it standing for?
Fire.
Is it Mukseh? No. And still the Mishnah is saying, Kol Sheken, Ve'en Sarich Lomar, on a regular beam that is standing to be a beam. That's Vadai. So I'm going to tell you that case. What I'm telling you, the Hadush case, the obvious case is.
Obvious.
Good. So that's the way that she's learning. The Gemara is learning in the inception. It's not a Mukseh issue, it's a Tirha issue. Also, the Gemara says. What's the matter?
It says Beyom Tov, doesn't say
that. No, so look at that sheet, Vachi ka'amar. Mibaki'im etzim lo menakrot nishparim me'erev Yom Tov. Read the Mishnah like that. That you cannot cut wood from wood that broke me'erev Yom Tov. Ve'omdim le'esek. Because it's not a Mukseh issue over here. The Mishnah is trying to point that it's not Mukseh, it's a Tirha issue. The Ein Tzarich Lomar on Yom Tov, even we take out the Tirha issue. That's the way the Gemara is assuming. Vizu Ein Tzarich Lomar Zu Ketan. It's working with that style, right? So comes the Gemara and says, and then you tell me at the end, yeah, but with a kofitz, it's okay. What do you mean? You just told me at the beginning, Eim V'Keim Etzim Klal, Tirha. What do I give you as a kofitz? What, the kofitz is no tirha? You still got to take the kofitz and break the wood. So make up your mind. If it's tirha, im v'kayim etzim, klal. If it's not a tirha issue, okay, so then what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Why can't you cut wood then? Which means, if it's not a tirha issue, then the wood that broke before Yom Tov, what's the problem of it?
Use it.
So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Shemuel, also Amar Bidabar Shemuel, Chasure Mehsera, the Mishnah is missing some words. Ve'achi ketani. En ve'bake'in etzim. Lo mina su'ar shel korot. Su'ar shel korot would be, let's say, I guess, what, a pile of, or stack of beams that's lying on the ground. Why can't you cut the wood? That's mukseh. Because it's all made for binyan. Ve'lo mina korat shenishbira biyom tov. Awesome. Nor can you cut from the wood from a beam that broke on Yom Tov. Why? Mukseh. The su'ar, the stack of wood that's stacked up already for what? Construction. Okay, cut those woods. Not because of tirha, because they're mukseh. For that matter, a beam that went into Yom Tov as a beam and broke on Yom Tov, it's also mukseh. However, abad v'bakirim min hakorah shenishbera me'erev Yom Tov. Ah. But if it broke me'ediv Yom Tov, so it's prepared for fuel, no problem. Why? It's not mukseh. You got rid of the mukseh factor. Ah, u'shem e'bakim. But even when you got rid of the mukseh, en e'bakim lo be'kardom ve'lo be'magad ve'lo be'magira ela be'kofit. Which even when you have a heter, you got rid of the mukseh, I don't want to use an artisan's keli, where it looks like you're doing something else. And therefore, I only had a lot to lose the kufi. So really, the reason the Mishnah is mukseh. And therefore, read the Mishnah. You can't cut wood from where? From the su'ar. Su'ar would be the stack. Or from wood that is from a korah. Why? Because these items are going into Yom Tov mukseh. Aval, from wood that was broken, me'erev Yom Tov, no problem. No mukseh, went into Yom Tov, designated for fuel. Ah, and even so, still I don't want you to use certain kelim. Why? Because those kelim are considered kli umanut, and therefore it's going to look like you're doing it for something else, and you can only use a kofitz. Good? Tanya na mehachim, we have a brighter to support this understanding. En v'bakirim etzim, lo min ha-su'al shel korot, ve'lo min ha-korat shenishbera b'yom tov, lefi she'eno min ha-mukhan. clearly the Mishnah, the Braita is telling you, know what the reason why you can't use stacked wood? It's mukseh. Nothing to do with tirha. Now, velo bekardom. Now let's discuss these equipment, these utensils. Amar Rav Hanina bar Shelemya mishemed derab lo shanu eda benakbut shelo. The axe has a wide blade and a narrow blade. The wide blade is called the nekeba, and the narrow blade is called the zakhar. So it seems that the craftsman would use the wide blade. So the Gemara says, when we talk about you can't use the axe, lo shanu ela benagbut shelo. That's only on the wide blade. Aval bezachrut shelo mutar. Because that you know, the umanim don't use that side for their creations. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says Peshita.
Obviously,
of course, bekofitz tenan. Didn't you say you can use a cleaver? And a cleaver only has a narrow blade. So therefore, narrow blades are mutar. So machpatli, if the narrow blades are the kofitz, or the narrow blades are an axe, or the kardom, the kaura, it's pasud. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference here, by the way. Mau detema ani midi kofitz lehudeh. I'll tell you, because the kofitz only has one blade. And therefore, it doesn't look like you're doing anything. Well, one blade you don't use for artisan work. Aval kardom ve kofitz. But when you have a kardom that's, slash kardom kofitz, it's got a wide blade and has a narrow blade. Emma, I might argue, migu de aigisa asur, aigisa name asur. I can tell you, listen, once the wide side is asur, so I'll say the narrow side. Kamashman, it's okay. So therefore, it was Hadush that he's telling us. He's telling you, by the way, you can use an axe. So long as you use the right side of the axe, use the narrow side of the axe, it's okay. So come on, what do you mean? Narrow side? Of course you use a narrow side. Is that a kofitz? No, it's not a kofitz. A kofitz only has a narrow side. The kardom, it's got two sides. So you could argue and say, listen, once already one side is asur, I don't want you picking the item up. Because you could argue, how does the guy know you're using the wide or the narrow side? Maybe it looks like you're going to use the wide side. Therefore, it looks like you're not a kamash malat. If you use the right side of it, meaning the narrow side, the narrow blade, you're okay. But that's one version. I got to be clear. According to this version, kofitz has one blade. Kardom has two. We have another version now that changes the items. Fika dematni la asefa. Some have this statement of Rav Hanina on the sefa. Ela bekofitz. Right? The Mishnah said you can only cut the wood with a cleaver, a meat cleaver. Amar Rav Hanina bar shelam ya mishmederab lo shanu ela bezachrut shelo. The cleaver had two sides. And therefore, if Harina is coming to, hey, on the meat cleaver, you can only use the narrow side, the zakhruchebo. But you can't use the nakbut, you can't use the wide side. So, Gerozes Pshita, velo bekardom tenan. We know that, you can't use a kardom. A kardom, according to this version, has one side. It's one side with a wide blade. So we know wide blades are asur. So you have to come and tell me, I should know, on the kofitz, the wide blade is asur. I was like, Baruch, that's velo bekardom. So Gemara says, you know why the wide side of a kardom is asur? Because that's all it is. It's one blade, and therefore it's asur. However, aval kofitz vekardom, when you got a kofitz, that's one side kofitz, one side kardom, one side wide, one side narrow. Maybe I'll say, once already on the kofitz, the narrow side is mutar. I said, okay, you can use the other side also. I'll put a migus. Bottom line, you're using a kofitz. So I could argue that once already, I'm not going to start saying, well, after keli is asur, after keli, once already you have a heter on the keli, so therefore maybe I'll tell you, you can use the whole keli, kamash ma'alan, that you can't. So that's the chidush, which means like this. When I'm using a cleaver is not used for artisan work. A cleaver is used for what? Cutting meat. Now, since it's not used for artisan work, so what else am I using it for? If I'm not cutting meat, I'm using it to cut wood. Mm. So I might argue, it doesn't matter what side you use it. Because again, what's the reason why the wide side is asur? Because the wide side is artisan work. That's the item that you use for melacha. Therefore, so I could argue and say, listen, what am I concerned about using a wide side? When it comes to a kardom, where the kardom is used for artisan work, asur. Mm-hmm. But I could argue and tell you on the kofitz, since already you're allowed to use the narrow side, maybe you can even use the wide side. Why? Because when a guy's using a kofitz, so it's mukhah that you're using it what? To chop wood. Yeah. And therefore, maybe I can use either side. Kamash ma'alan? No. Even on the kofitz, you only could use the side that's narrow, but not the side. That's the halacha of Ananya. What he said, aval, you could use a kofitz, only the zakhrut, but not the nagbut. Because I could have thought, it's a kofitz. It's mukhata using it for wood, use all sides. Kamash ma'alan? No. So that there's a big difference between the two versions. What type of vessels we're talking about? According to the first version, your axe, your kardom, had two plates, yeah, and your kofitz had one plate. According to the second version, your kofitz had two blades, and your kardom had one blade. Mm-hmm. Comes the next Mishnah. Bayit. Shum male perot. You have a room. The room is filled with fruit. Now, the room is locked, it's walls, you can't get into the room. The only way you can get into the room is, you gotta break the wall. Obviously, you can't break a wall on Yom Tov. That's a stirat oil. So, technically, there's no access to this fruit. You can't get in, that's the case. There's a brick wall around the fruit. So the Mishnah says, Bayit shumale perot, v'nifhat, if the wall, let's say, came down by itself, the wall was breached by itself, noter b'makom apehat. So Tanna Kamma says, go in and take out the fruit from the breach. Rabbi Meir omer af pohet lechatahila v'noter. Wow, Rabbi Meir says, on Yom Tov, go in there, breach the wall, and take out fruit. Now this has to be understood. Two things need to be understood. Number one, what shitat Rabbi Meir? Could you breach a wall on Yom Tov? Stirat oil, well, it's soter. How could you breach a wall on Yom Tov? Like a trailah, no less, to get the fruit. Secondly, even according to Tanna Kamma, am I allowed to breach? No. Was I able to access this fruit, ben Hashem Ashot, going into Yom Tov? No. Something that goes into Yom Tov Mukseh, I don't care if it became breached by itself. Again, was this fruit accessible going into Yom Tov? No. The only way to get the fruit would be you have to do Isur. And therefore, since it went into Yom Tov Mukseh, what do I care if it got breached on Yom Tov? The Chaura, it should remain Mukseh. How could Tanna Kamma say, oh, it breached on Yom Tov, go into the hole and take out as much fruit as you want? So two shitot need to be understood over here. Tanat Gemara says, Amai, what are you talking about? How is it possible, meaning to be Meir? You're telling me it's mutalik and taila to go knock down the wall. Ve'aka satar ahala. You soter the wall. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nechume bar Adam al Shmuel be'avira dilibne. We're talking about over here a pile of bricks without cement, which means not a cement wall. All you have over is stacked bricks that are creating a wall. So stira de oraita, you don't have. You're not knocking down a brick with cement. Ella, what do you want to tell me? At worst, this type of stira is the rabbanan. Oh. So stira the rabbanan, in order to have some hat yom tov, in order to get the fruit, so Rabbi Meir would tell you, take it down. Oh, Hakamim would tell you, no, you can't take it. I'm not waving stira. That's not already close to ochen nefesh. I'll let you do things that are ochen nefesh direct, but this is not ochen nefesh. This is like maybe a makshid even. This is like, you know, taking this stuff from knocking down the wall to get to the fruit. Oh, but wait. Bottom line should be mukseh.
Yes.
So that she in the Mishnah answers this question with a very big hadish. Look at that she in the Mishnah. Notel makom apehat. Velo amrinan muksim mahmat isurin. The en yachol lefachato b'yom tov. Since you can't get it, you can't break the wall on Yom Tov. Da'asach da'aton. I'll tell you, my mind is off it. Minau dekeban velo avi pechit. Since it's talking about a case where the way to knock down the wall is not isur deoraita, the Gemara says it's talking about a stack of bricks. כדאמר גבי טבע בשל פרקין שמוכן עצו שבת שהיא מעבר ותקנו מתוקן. שיש שם יחדוש. Anything that goes into בין השמשות, איסור דרבנן, you don't say מוקסה. Which you once, the whole איסור to get to the זכות is what? איסור דרבנן. Correct? What's the איסור over here? I gotta break down the wall. What type of break down the wall is it? איסור דרבנן. In איסור דרבנן, it's not going to make something mukse mahmat isu ben hashemashot. The cloud that she's giving you, like a teve, to fix the teve, there's only isu de rabbanan. Okay, so it goes into to the guy who fixed it. So since already the only isu was rabbanan, we're not going to say it was mukse ben hashemashot. Which means because Tosfot speaks it out clearly in Shitat Rashi. Tosfot argues on that. She really has a lot of questions on that. But look at Tosfot just to see it again inside. Venifat. נותן מקום הפחת, תוספות, פירוש רש"י, נפחת מאליו. ואם תאמר, עמי נותן מקום הפחת, האב המוקסה בין השמשות, אסור לפחתו ביום טוב, בדרבנן, ומיגוד את קצאי בין השמשות קצה לכל יומה, ופירוש בקונטרס, וכיוון דאינו אסור אלא מדרבנן. לפחות, in order to knock it down, כדמו קיים לה בגמרא באווירה דלבנה, האשתא דנפחת שרי למחל מן הדבמוקסה דרבנן, on a מוקסה, that's only מוקסה because of a rabbinical concern, לא אמרין אמיגו את קצאי לבין השמשות. So that's כלל גדול in Rashi, again, תוספות argues on this. So, but according to Rashi, you have to understand the Gemara's answer, אווירה דלבנה is answering both rabbis. The Gemara's answer, Avirad explains why Rabbi Meir allows you to knock down the wall of Katahila, and why did Rabbanan tell you there's no Migudit Katsai, and if the wall came down by itself, it'll be permissible. Right? That's Shitat Rashi. Comes the Gemara and says, Ini, what are you talking about? How are you telling me we're talking about bricks over that were piled up? And because of that, you tell me that you have no problem, meaning Rabbi Meir is going to tell you Mutalik of Tachayla. V'amar Rav Nachman, we have a statement of Rav Nachman, Hani Libne, these bricks, De'aitur mibinyana. They're leftover bricks from construction. A guy had a construction, he had all these bricks, these are leftovers. Shari L'taltulinu B'Shabbeta. They're non-mukse on Shabbat. Why? What do you mean? They're for bricks. The building, no. Hu'il ve'haze le'mizga alayu. Since you can use them to sit on them or to lie on them. So they have a permissible function. Which means, I guess, once you finish construction, they're not standing for construction anymore. What's their purpose? Their purpose is le'mizga alayu. I can use them to sit on them. Sharginu Rashi says is, let's say you stack them up. So once you stack them up, after you finish construction, what are you showing? I still want them for future construction. Therefore, vadai aksinu, for sure they become mukse. So what the Gemara is asking over here, bottom line, according to our Mishnah, it also should be mukse. She's bottom, forget about it, tell me, stira, bottom line, here you have a problem with a mukse. On Shabbat, I don't let you move these bricks. Mm-hmm. But once you stack them up, this mukse, you can't. I want to sit on them. Oh, sorry, I want to do something. Sorry. So now you tell me on Yom Tov, Rabbi Meir says what? I got these bricks over there, all stacked up in a wall. You know what? Break the wall down. Go get your fruit. Hey, it's mukse. But once they're stacked up on Shabbat, we don't let you do that. So therefore, how can you tell me on Yom Tov now and let you do this? So the Gemara says, that's because it's Yom Tov. That's exactly the difference. As the Gemara says, Amar Yisrael be Yom Tov Amru, Avado be Shabbat. On Yom Tov, you have an Ochel Nefesh issue over here. And therefore, I'm going to waive the Isur of Mukseh here as well. Why? In order you can go in there and get the fruit. On Shabbat, I don't know. The Ochel Nefesh on Shabbat Mutad. Therefore, in the Kedama, Shabbat is going to be Asur. Because I'm going to be Zerab Yom Tov. Hitir Rabbi Meir. Kevan de Medrabananu de Asur. All Isur of Ezrabanu Mishum Sma'at Yom Tov Shari. Share mutar bo ochel nefesh, but not on Shabbat. Mishum teltul k'rav nachman. Exactly on Shabbat, I'm not just going to wave mukseh so you go sit on something. But it's a right job tov. I'll let you go do it. Good. Tanya nameyachem. We have a writer to support this. Rabbi Meir Omer, af pochet techetehila venotel beyom tov amru, aval lo beShabbat. Okay, it's clearly this heter of Rabbi Meir is a yom tov item. It's not a Shabbat item. Amar Shmuel, new case. Chotamot shebekarka. What's chotamot? Chotamot are like ropes,
knots.
You have a karka, ground. So you have a manhole cover, like in the ground, covering either a cistern of water or something like that. So what would they do? They would take the covers. They don't want to fall off. So they would tie it in order, they make knots to tie it, chotamot, so now the cover is on the ground. Now in Yom Tov, let's say, or Shabbat, we'll see, I want to get water. So I want to untie the knots, I want to cut the knots, I want to break the knots. What's permissible? How do I access the water under these covers that are knotted with these ropes? So it says, chotamot shebekarka matir. I can unknot. Now, even though unknotting is asur, but that's only on a permanent knot. Since these knots over here are made to open and close, I gotta get the water, right? So therefore, that's considered a permanent knot. So matir, go to the well or whatever it is, and just untie the knot and get the water. Aval lo mafkia velo chotech. You can't unravel it. It's a form of breaking the knot, breaking the ropes, or chotech. Certainly, you can't take, let's say, a knife and just break the entire rope itself. That she says, this is considered stira, destruction. And since it's attached to the ground, it's considered stira bekarka. Because even if you don't subscribe to stira bekelim and binyan bekelim, by vessel, it's not considered a vessel. Since it's attached to the ground, it's considered, it's like a house. It's like you're destroying a house. Even though this is a rope. But since the rope is attached to the cover and the cover is attached to the ground, that's considered like you're destroying a house. It's karka. That's what's tied out. Untie, you're not destroying anything. You untie, you tie it back. Masha'ekin, to unravel it or to cut it, you destroyed something that's attached to the ground. That's going to be asur. Now, shebekelim, matir u'mafkiya v'chotech. But by kelim, do whatever you want. Because kelim, we have a rule. En binyan ve'en stira bekelim. And therefore, if let's say it's above ground, you have a cistern above ground, whatever it is, a vessel that has a cover on it, and it's got a knotted rope. You have three options. You want to unknot it, and that is mutar. You want to unravel it, mutar. You want to cut it and break it, mutar. I stira, it's an akeli. It's not attached to the ground. Good. Now, ehad shabbat ve'had yom tov. You should know these laws apply across the board. Whether it's Shabbat or whether it's Yom Tov, there is no difference. Okay, who's making this statement over here? This is Shmuel's statement. Right? We have a question. Chotamot shebekarka b'Shabbat matir avalo mafkia velo chotech b'Yom Tov matir u'mafkia v'chotech. I got a blaita. On Yom Tov, do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Not only untie them, you could unravel, you could cut them. Hey, Shmuel, you said on Yom Tov, you got to be mahmir. Mm-hmm. I got a blaita over that's being mekel. It was Hamani. Of course, who's the author of the blaita? Rabbi Meiri. The Amar Av Poret Lekatahila Avinotel. What did we learn in the Mishnah? Wasn't the Bibi the rabbi that said you could even knock down a wall of Tehillah in order to get to the fruit? Yes. So therefore, he's also the rabbi that will tell you in this Braita that you can break the rope. Because again, this is only Isud Rabbanan. We'll say this type of stira is only Isud Rabbanan. You have to say that's only Isud Rabbanan, actually.
Anyway.
Right? And therefore, since Isud Rabbanan, for Simchat Yom Tov, mutar. Didn't he allow you to breach the wall of Ketaila? And that what Shmuel said, that it's Asur, he's going like the rabbis. What did the rabbis say in the Mishnah? You're not allowed to do it, Ketaila. And therefore, Shmuel has what to rely on, and the Praita has what to rely on. Let's review very quickly. Shmuel made a statement, on Yom Tov, Asur, to break, to cut the ropes. Hey, I got a Braita, Shmuel, against you. Braita is on Champan Yom Tov, you can break the ropes. I was talking about the Braita is Rabbi Meir. Don't we have a Tanaic statement in the Mishnah that says you could even do Isud Rabbanan for Simchat Yom Tov? So let you break the ropes on Yom Tov. I was Shmuel going like Rabbanan. Didn't the rabbi say you cannot break the wall? Very good. So the Gemara is old, it doesn't work out. Upligi Rabbanan Ale, Ve'ana Da'amik Rabbanan. But Shmuel said, I'm going like the rabbis. What? The rabbis don't argue by chotamot shebekarka. We're going to show you a braita that clearly says the rabbis on Yom Tov allow you to break the ropes. So Shmuel, who are you relying on? Even the rabbis that were mahmir by the wall in the Mishnah are mekir by the ropes. Now we have to stop. What's the difference? What's the difference? So the slach asked this question. The slach of the women, rabbis, you and Mishnah, you didn't let your knock down the wall of chetahila. Why? Because it's under the banan. We don't let you knock down. That's not an ochel nefesh item per se. Okay, but the ropes. On Yom Tov, you let me. It's also Yisud Rabbanan. So the Slach says, no, in the Mishnah you got two problems. You have Soter plus Mukseh. Knocking down the wall is Stira. But the bricks themselves, as we learned, are Mukseh. I'm not going to let you do two Yisud Rabbanan for some Hat Yom Tov. But the ropes are not Mukseh. The ropes that are tying down this cistern cover, the only Yisud is what? Soter. So, not Mukseh, I'll be Mikhail. So therefore, even the rabbis by the rope case are being lenient. So we're back to Shmuel. How could you say that on Yom Tov it's Asur to cut the ropes? Who are you going like? Understand? And don't tell me you're going like the rabbis of HaMishnah. Because even the rabbis of Mishnah agreed, in this case, to the Bimi'ir, you can break the ropes. Why? Simchat Yom Tov. Who the Amar ki hai Tana? Alright. Shmuel found another Tana. What? Haser Tanaim? There's another Tana that goes like him. Which Tana? De Tanya. Chotamot shebekarka. Matir aval lo mafkia velo chotech. Echad Shabbat veechad Yom Tov. Veshebechli? Beshabbat matir aval lo mafkia velo chotech. Beyom Tov matir umafkia veotech. Period. Let's just review the braita clearly. The braita is chotamot shebekarka. That's the case we want. Matir can untie, avalo mafkia velo chotech, but you cannot break them, unravel them, nor can you break them. Echad Shabbat ve'echad Yom Tov, even on Yom Tov. This is a tana. Shmuel goes like that tana. Now, when it comes to kelim, b'Shabbat matir, even on Shabbat will only allow you to untie, even by kelim. But still not going to let you unravel them and break them. We have to see why. But on Yom Tov, if it's in Kelim, you can do everything. So bottom line, we found the Tana that Shmuel subscribes. So let's just look at the top Rashi. Who damar ki hai Tana? Shmuel. Damar de'ahel da'afidu b'yom tov. Eno mafkia damar ki hai Tana? Damar nami b'chotamot shebekalka da'afidu b'yom tov. And mafkia. Now obviously we have a problem. Because if Shmuel goes like this, braita, what did Shmuel say by kelim? By kelim he said, on Yom Tov and on Shabbat, you can do whatever you want. Because en binyan mesirah bekelim. This braita over here makes a distinction between Shabbat and Yom Tov. So therefore you're still not out of the woods. You got me a braita. So I'm gonna, by karka, Shmuel's got this rabbi to rely on. Hold it. But by kelim, you don't have it. That's why the next Gemara's question is, Taratzta Resha. But what about the Sefer? That will continue on tomorrow's day.